This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on this Monday, the DJV program on the air. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is the production manager. In a manner of speaking, the world is a very interesting place, and there's always stuff going on. I would like to think that over the next 4 or 5 months, we're going to talk about something beside the coronavirus and who's zooming who. But Jennifer, you usually bring us up to date on political things. So who's the latest to endorse Joe Biden?
The latest to endorse Joe Biden is someone that Victoria knows, well, not personally, but is in her home state of New Jersey. Senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker, has issued an endorsement just a few moments ago for Joe Biden. This one is just like Kamala Harris. It's a head-scratcher. Both Cory Booker and Kamala Harris went after Joe Biden for race relations and essentially called him a racist on the debate stage, said he was out of touch. But now apparently those racist claims have failed. And this happens on both sides of the aisle. People say awful things about each other, and then all of a sudden
they hop into bed. Why should we believe anything that any of them say? I don't understand why people get their noses out of joint so much by listening to some of the nonsense that these people. It's not even good theater. It's just bourgeois. It's BS.
Well, I just think that, you know, it seems like Kamala and Cory together said, all right, let's endorse Joe Biden so we get headlines again, because the two of them have completely fallen off the map since they ended their presidential campaigns. So I don't know. Do these endorsements help Biden? It doesn't hurt him, but
I don't think
it helps.
I think they also, personally, they're looking for probably appointments as well. Yeah. Cabinet appointments. Kamala Harris, it's no real secret, has never really wanted to be the senator of California. She ran because it was politically
She's the most self-serving, opportunistic, she's just awful.
I think most people would be like, hey, I'm the senator of California. That's a really big deal. But that's never been like that for her. So I think she's always kind of on to the next. So
yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if she thinks
phony,
get a cabinet position.
Phony. All right. So that takes care of that. The coronavirus gig economy, employees are working from home. Now, what are you going to Victoria is an example of this. Your husband commutes from New Jersey to New York every day, and what's going on with him? What are the people that he's working with? We all acknowledge and know and say that the overreaction to this thing may be one of the big stories of our time, because there just is the amount of overreaction to supposedly protect workers. I just got another email. This one, so far today, I've gotten an email from Southwest, Delta, United, last Friday from American, our commitment to you during the COVID crisis. What?
Washing damn planes
all the time, not just now.
I got all of those, and I'm going to add to the mix. Nordstrom Rack emailed me and said it's still safe to shop in our store.
Oh, boy.
People that crazy like sheep. Can you imagine? You know, this is a symptom of us being controlled by those things we hold in our hands. We're becoming zombies. We don't think for ourselves. We just look at these things and the flashy headlines across the screen all day long while we're walking up the street or whatever it is. I am so tired. Like getting off the plane the other night coming back to Los Angeles, there wasn't one person except me who wasn't looking as they walk off the plane at their device. Or they called somebody from the plane. I'm on the plane. I'll be outside in just a minute. What did you do before you had one of these damn phones or a screen in front of your face all the time? That's the kind of stuff. The culprits are there as much as any place else. Anyway, so having said that, what's your husband going to do? Is he getting guidance from the people he works for in New York?
As of right now, his company doesn't really have a policy against anything. So It's just a sort of a wait and see. A lot of companies, mostly schools, I have two friends who are school teachers, and their schools have an international policy. So if you travel for spring break internationally, then you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks when you come back. So both of my friends canceled their spring break travel plans because it was, you know, they'd have to miss 2 weeks of work, and that's not really fair to their students, and it's certainly not fair to their own kids, who would also have to be quarantined at home. Yeah. So I think, you know, schools, I think that they're the ones who are moving forward with these policies. Essentially, a friend of mine works for Fox News Radio, and he and his husband are going to St. Martin tomorrow. And so St. Martin is okay to fly to, but it's certain areas where the Fox News Radio has said, okay, if you've traveled to any of these other areas internationally, then you have to be quarantined when you come back. So they're moving forward with their trip, and, you know, rightfully so. I don't think anyone in St. Martin has coronavirus yet, but it's eventually going to be everywhere. So I don't know.
Can you quarantine in the Bahamas? Or
I know, right? Spend your quarantine in St. Martin.
Yep, okay, I'm staying here. Yeah. There are, what I was told over the weekend by a couple of folks close to doctors and doctors that I know myself, it'd be interesting to get the perspective again. Every week since this has started, both the doctors associated with this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronos, have said the same thing. You keep your immune system up, you wash, you keep yourself clean. You've probably, many of you have had this already. That's and you didn't even know you had it. You didn't feel well for a couple of days, and you know, that's how it works with people who have a healthy immune system. It lodges in your nostrils, and that's why we were talking earlier about using zinc lozenges to sort of plug off the backspace outside of your nostrils. But one of the things that I wondered about.
So the weirdest piece of advice I've ever heard.
Okay, so listen to this. Yeah. How many people are getting, okay, you go online and you order some of these things because you don't want to go to the store. Do you realize how dirty those boxes are that stuff's being delivered to you in? It's been in a van. And I was looking yesterday as I was driving up to see Miles and my kids on the other side of town, and there are a couple of Prime vans, and one of them at the stoplight. I went, filthy, dirty, filthy, filthy, dirty truck. And so I'm thinking to myself, what's inside the truck? And, you know, you're ordering these things, these supplies, and you open the box. You've touched the box. The box has been touched by the guy in the truck. Who knows how many people have touched it as it's been handled along the line since it came out of Amazon. Come on. What do you think what a sales job some of these people are doing. Some of the on-demand delivery companies are providing sick leave and compensatory pay. That's something that a lot of people are asking. What are you going to do for us if we have to stay home? Are you going to pay us or you're not going to pay us? I don't know. That seems to be sort of that's kind of a catch-22, isn't it, Victoria? What people are doing or experiencing, or your company, if they're going to shut down, am I going to get paid or am I not going to get paid?
Right, and this really affects part-time employees and independent contractors. And so if you drive for Uber or Lyft, or if you work for Instacart or whatever, you know, that's been the big battle. Those companies have all said, oh, no, they're not employees, they're not full-time, they're independent contractors. But then if they also provide compensatory wages, then they're crossing over into the line of, well, I guess they are full-time employees. And so I think it's going to bring up a lot of lawsuits, I think. Once the fear of coronavirus is over, I think it's going to change the gig economy landscape, which should be changed because people are working really hard and they have no benefits at all.
I saw something that was related to this about, you know, how we get upset with the millennials and what's going on, but there are changes in the way people are employed, as you were just suggesting, that put more and more people of that age into jeopardy. And because older people may have more established relationships with companies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, those coming along are the change in the way people are employed, sort of a recognition of technology, but also of the times, and of some companies having to do stuff that others may not have to, but they do because they save money. Some companies can't operate without there being flexibility, just as the way that's the modern economy.
We had a bill We had a bill that in California called AB5, it was Assembly Bill 5, that passed. The governor signed it into law, and it's caused huge impact on Uber and Lyft. It requires everybody who works for companies, essentially, to become employees. It takes away independent contractors or even an option for it. And it's been a huge strain on Uber, on Lyft, and for writers, like for journalists who are freelancers, it shuts them down. So there's a bit of negative that goes along with some of the benefits that would come with something like that.
Yep. You either can do it or you can't do it. Number of cases, what's the number now? About 400 in our country, right? Would seem 449 cases from people that have come back from Wuhan, the Diamond Princess thing.
I think it's over 560 now. 565 was the last number I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the death toll, and I don't know, what do we care? That number changes all the time. I actually have some information that has come to me over the weekend by a very well-respected source, a doctor, who says there's a lot of stuff here to talk about that we're not talking about, but we're keeping the same story. You know, if you listen to or you look at, it's the same fear-based story that's going around, around, around. But where did this really come from, and how down the line is it going to affect us? That is, once this strain runs its course over the next few months, then what happens after that? What kind of money are we spending, and is it worthwhile under the circumstance? I think those are really good questions. Just a note about something we were talking about last week, the Tennessee, all of those people that were involved in the volcano, the main hospital there, the Cookeville Regional Medical Center in Nashville. They are going to accept tornado victims insurance as payment in full. Nobody will be charged for any treatments out of pocket. So I think that's pretty significant, don't you think? And
yeah.
I wonder what sort of standard that'll set for problems that are, you know, that we all have to face when we, you know, we have hurricanes and tornadoes and there's just a lot of stuff, and sometimes people don't get treatment because they don't think they can afford it. So if you don't have insurance down there anyway, it won't make a difference. 18 after the hour on the DJV program. Here's something that is of significance to all of us. More people than not now are thinking, okay, I've tried this weight program and that program, I've gone to the gym, I've done this, that, and the other thing, and I just don't seem to be able to lose weight. I can lose it, but I can't keep it off. So I direct you to the natural way to shed weight. No diet pills. This is a capsule, but it's aimed at going to work, taking off the pounds sensibly while you're sleeping. Time for Calitrin. Real people with real stories about real weight loss at Calitrin.com. So go there. Take off the pine. If you're ready to sort of go to the next step, lose the weight and keep it off, and then go to Calitrin.com and see what the makeup is. This is unlike anything else that's around. It is emphasizing your ability to make healthy, lean muscle. Weight loss pushes the fat out. There's a whole long story about it, but bottom line, this is a natural product that helps you lose the weight and keep it off. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and get $10 off now? Yeah, $10 off. Discounts in every bottle. I suggest the 6-month program. $10 off. One bottle is for 1 month. 86% success rate. Wow, that's something to celebrate at Calitrin.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call
877-878-4203. Hey, Jude, don't be afraid. You were made.
Never liked this song. Never have liked it. I think it's noisy. It's not up to the usual. I know people love it. They think it's fabulous. I just think it's a horrible song.
I just think it's funny to introduce a Beatles segment by being like, this song sucks.
Yeah.
Well, it does. The song sucks. There are a lot of great songs. Don't get me wrong. There are dozens and dozens of songs that I love, love, love. But this song, which was written by McCartney, the handwritten lyrics... And let's see what else is up at this auction. A baseball autographed by all four Beatles. First stage the Fab Four performed on. But they're selling the stage?
Yeah, the actual stage setting. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Huh.
Beatles-themed auction at Julian's Auctions. 300 Beatles items, including never-before-seen memorabilia, guitars, instruments, autographed items, rare vinyl... Obscured licensed material. Now this is it. This is a Beatles for me. This is one of the great. Crank this one up. This one I listen to all day long. Please, please me.
You don't need me to show the way.
This is so much fun, isn't it?
It's funny that you described the other one as noisy because
This is not
this
noisy.
Is much more noisy
this
than
is
that
music.
Song.
Music, music, music. All right, so this auction of all this memorabilia taking place the 10th of next month at the Hard Rock in New York, the original stage from the Beatles' first public performance in May of 1960, where the band is billed, remember, they were first called the Silver Beats. That's up for auction. Somebody's estimate of what it's worth is 10 to 20 grand. I'll bet it'll go for a lot more than that because people are crazy. It's a spread of wooden planks taken from a Liverpool hall, the scene of the fight involving original bass player Stu Sutcliffe. Among the other notable items included the lyric sheet Paul McCartney used while recording Hey Jude at the Trident Studios in 68. Item has pre-auction estimate $160,000 to $180,000. Baseball autographed by all of the Beatles following the U.S. concert in Candlestick Park. That'll get bids over 100,000, they think.
That's probably going to go for more than 100,000.
Yeah. Some other items: Ringo's Abbey Road Studio Ashtray, McCartney's script complete with drawings and handwritten notes from the Hello Goodbye video shoot, and John Lennon and Yoko's Bagism drawing. So all of that. You say goodbye, and I say hello, hello, hello. I could have been a fifth Beatle easily. They all smoked all kinds of things. I didn't do that, as is alluded to with them selling Ringo's ashtray. So, those of you interested in Beatlemania and memorabilia, it's going to auctions. It's April 10th, the Hard Rock. I say, I don't know. Oh, no. Next up at 26 after, Christina Aguilera is returning to her Disney roots with Loyal Brave True, with a new song from a live-action remake of Mulan. Aguilera used to be a Mickey Mouse clubber, made her chart debut in 98 at the age of 16 with a song Reflection from the original animated Mulan. The film Mulan and the song Reflection coincided with getting me my first record deal, she says. It's amazing to come back to such an incredible movie full of power and meaning, staying true to yourself, being who you are, teaching how to be fearless. My new song, Loyal, Brave, True, represents the fine balance between vulnerability and strength. She tweeted that in addition to Loyal, Brave, True, she also recorded an updated version of Reflection for the remake, which is due out at the end of this month. So,
the movie looks really good.
Yeah, it does look good, actually. I agree with you. Come to see. 28 after the hour. What a warrior would do. Tell me underneath my armor. Yeah, my loyal, brave, and true. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now 562 confirmed coronavirus cases across 34 U.S. states, and 24 American deaths are blamed on the illness. As many people are seeking supplies, some retailers have been taking advantage of the panic by raising prices, but both local and federal authorities say they'll crack down on price gouging. Meanwhile, the Grand Princess cruise ship is expected to begin disembarking passengers at the Port of Oakland in California today, after the CDC did investigate a group of patients on the ship who've been experiencing symptoms of the virus. The man who helms the ship, Captain John Smith, making an announcement updating passengers on whether they'll be allowed to go outside for the first time in days.
We've been approved to begin a program to rotate guests and to get some fresh air and sunlight.
USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour here on the Monday DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling continuing on from the command center. I'm in Los Angeles and Victoria's in New Jersey. Kara's down in Washington. Beautiful weather across the country for the most part today. It's going to be nice here on the West Coast, beautiful on the East Coast. A lot of farmers are getting out. My friend Tom Hansen, who is my compatriot in framing, he's the produce guy, I'm the dairy guy. And he wanted to borrow one of my tractors so he could go out and start plowing. It's pretty early for us to be plowing, but the frost is out of the ground, and the temperature in the 60s, and the ground is actually fairly dry. I was doing a lot of stuff when I was home on the farm last week that I normally at this time of year could not get done. But the weather, the warmth, it just makes you feel so good. I also, out here, I'm very fortunate to be able to take advantage of sort of the lifestyle of being in a place like California in the wintertime, and the weather here has been, I got off the plane, or yesterday, I guess, I was out with Miles, and I was out with my son and some friends, business associates and stuff, and it was just, we were marveling about how beautiful it was, and then last night that moon that most all of us saw, because there's, I don't think, too much cloudiness across the country, is just that big moon. And it seems like actually only yesterday we were talking about the harvest moon in October and how big and full it was. And here we are five months later, and we're thinking about how beautiful it is to go into springtime. Enjoy it. I know you'll be distracted, and there's a lot of stuff to concern yourself with the coronavirus. I actually have some little info that I want to pass along. But first, Victoria's got a story on Bill Shatner. Man, that guy, he is like a machine. Always, always on it. What's he doing now?
Well,
86 years old.
He's at 88 years old, and he 88, and he just finalized his fourth divorce. And now we know, we talk about like celebrity divorces and some of the stranger things that happen, and you know, some of the stranger things that people fight over. This is one of them. Apparently, horse semen is something that Bill Shatner, as you call him, Bill, William Shatner, has been fighting with his now ex-wife over. His wife's name is Elizabeth. They were married for 18 years. They have no children together, but they do have horses and dogs. And so,
well, that was what attracted them. They got together because of their love of horses. Shatner's been a long-time horse lover. He owns a lot of horses, and this woman was someone that he met while doing that. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I know
she is described as a horse trainer.
In this divorce
proceedings. And so, essentially, William Shatner in the divorce settlement, he gets two of their horses, and he gets two of the dogs. Macchiato and Double Espresso are the dogs. And he gets all horse semen, which is actually exactly how it sounds, and equipment used for horse breeding. So his ex-wife gets a few horses as well. She also was granted visitation rights with notice for the other horses, so she's allowed to go back to the farm and visit the other horses, but she does not own them. And for real estate, William Shatner will take the Studio City House and the Three Rivers Ranch in California, and Elizabeth will get the home in Malibu Cove and Kentucky. So she can also visit the ranch occasionally. This is literally written down, okay? This is in quotes, and this is written in their divorce settlement. She can visit the ranch to, quote, occasionally harvest fruit. And she's allowed to visit the resting place of her first husband, as well as the horses who have passed away. Now, why her first husband is resting? Yes. This is, like, so bizarre. So she's allowed to visit the resting place of her first husband, the horses, the animals. She's allowed to harvest some fruit, and this is, like, nutty. And she does not get any of the horse semen, so... Mm-hmm. I guess at 88, William Shatner still wants to be breeding horses, so he's in charge of all of the horse semen.
Need that semen.
Yeah. They say his net worth is estimated to be over $100 million, and they had a prenup, so neither of them will be receiving spousal support. So, but I guess with all the horses and property, I'm sure she's doing just fine.
She'll be fine. Yep. Let's go back to the coronavirus for a moment or two, Victoria. Here's some good news as to what's going on. If you're fearful because of the coronavirus, the questions come on how it will affect you financially. Well, if you're in a job that is demanding and requires you be at work and you can't get to work with that may be a negative. But if you've got a mortgage that's over 2.5%, the mortgage rates are going down like a rock.
But the prices of housing are not. That's a big stumbling block for people trying to buy homes for the first time.
Right. But a lot of people who are in homes that want to refinance or take money out, Victoria, this is a time to do that. Because and you'll hear these ads all over the radio. That's one of the great things. Radio is the best way for these people who advertise. They found that out. You know, all these people that advertise, these national advertisers, they try all different ways of advertising: television, radio, print. They use the social media, that sort of thing. And traditionally, it has been the strongest, like selling cars. Even though social media is much more of a factor than it used to be, still, you hear all the screaming car spots on radio and TV. Well, in this case, the mortgage guys will be all over the place, trying to get you to refinance. No fees, no upfront costs, none of that stuff. You're going to hear a lot of that. So that's a result of what's happened here. A couple of big tennis tournaments were canceled. The Indian Wells Masters tournament over the weekend was called off because of a case of coronavirus in the area. And that's what's, you know, it's a, if you're within 100 miles of somebody who's got it, well, let's not do that. Here's the real story behind the story. For those of you who are wondering what really is going on here, the development of my, and I went over this with my children yesterday. We were talking about this bioweaponry, whether this is a weaponized pathogen that escaped from the Wuhan City Biosafety Facility and wasn't specifically set up to be a problem. It's the same place SARS was developed, same lab. So at some point in time, wouldn't you think someone would get wise to this? There are different types of viruses called chimeras. Have you heard that term before, Victoria?
No.
C-H-I-M-E-R-A? Right. It includes SARS. It includes a lot of previously weaponized viruses, an HIV genetic component, other flu viruses. The incubation period for this infection isn't known, and that's why I said what I did in the last half hour. You may have it, and you won't even know it. And you may go through the whole series of whatever impact it has on your body, and you may not know it. You may have dry cough. You may have a runny nose. You may have a little bit of a headache. But, it's very likely, according to a lot of people, that in the next 14 to 30 days, millions and millions and millions and millions of people will have this infection, and they won't know that they have it. That's the way it passes. I just find when I look back at stuff, some of the information from the World Health Organization, Wuhan City and the province that it's in, the number of people who have died there since December of last year, our government isn't telling us the whole truth. Certainly the Chinese are not telling the whole truth as to numbers. There are, over 100,000 reported cases, most of them in China. Multiply that times 40 is what really the people who are Chinese watchers say. There's a biological weapons convention that took place about 50 years ago, and there is a treaty that came out of it, the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act. And so we wonder what's going on with this and why aren't the Chinese being held to account for this? Look at the problems they're causing all over the world. The economy, the number of people who are dying that don't need to be because of this stuff. And so there's so many unknowns that have come to the fore here. The number of people in China not working, so what does that do for cars, and what does it do for technology? Because so many people, I think I said this to somebody in a conversation, you reap what you sow. We've become so dependent on them and their ability to make things cheap, for them to steal stuff from us, remake it, and sell it back to us, this kind of stuff. Biowarfare experimentation is alive and well, despite that treaty that was passed in the 80s. And the CDC is all over that. They don't want to talk about it, but clearly there are people and there is a focus on this. Is it a pandemic? Is it going to be like yesterday? I said the New York Times had a four-page section. No, it was the Wall Street Journal. Sorry. Wall Street Journal had a four-page section on the flu of 1918. And is this another pandemic that will put us all, what happens under this circumstance? What we do is suffer, as we do with most of these things. It chips away at our freedoms. That's the way I look at it. That damn Patriot Act that came about at the end of the overview of what happened in 2001, that still hasn't been completely eliminated. One of the worst incursions on our freedom that you can imagine. Remember when anthrax came out, ladies? Do you remember the anthrax scare?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what happened?
9/11, yeah.
Right, well, that was it. That was part of it. And because we were all so scared of everything about terrorism at that point, we became vulnerable to all of these new governmental things. We, by the way, our government is doing the same damn thing the Chinese are. We've got weapons, war labs and stuff all over the place. I remember back, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, somebody blew the whistle on something that was going on. Harvard was doing research, and they were developing biological weapons at Fort Detrick. I don't know where that is. I think it's down the Washington area somewhere. I guess I remember back. Remember when you read George Orwell's book, 1984? Do you remember? Did you all read that? I remember reading
that. No, I never read that, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I read it in school.
Okay. So do you think that there are parallels as to what went on there, government spying on everything that we do with the electronic communication that we have now and now developing these bioweapons? Do you see anything?
I personally think that we're like our own worst enemies. We're our
yes,
own
we are.
Big brother because we've fed into the whole system
yeah.
of, you know, everybody having a smartphone. The government doesn't even have to look
yeah.
hard to find what you're doing. We're posting it
no.
ourselves. So
yeah.
we've, you know, kind of... We feel like it's freedom to post everything online and to, you know, use all these social media websites. But I feel like it's going to be a major problem in the future for my generation and all coming generations because we've, you know, how are we going to elect a president when we talk about, like, all of the scandals and stuff? Everyone my age has put everything on social media
yeah,
for
right.
people to see in 20 years. So, yeah, I don't
Ridiculous.
Know.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. So, hydrocortisone, vitamin C, vitamin B1, and zinc, ascorbic acid, vitamin C, basically.
Hydrocortisone?
That's the vitamin C with hydrocortisone and vitamin B1 are supposed to be. That comes in an IV. And that's what my friend had. Remember I was talking about him? He was at Cedars-Sinai overnight. And they gave him that. That's what they gave him to cleanse his system and to put his immune system back in order. Anyway, we could go on and on and on. You know what I read that was one of the interesting things that people have money do, if they get any signs of it, they jump into a hyperbaric oxygen tank. And that stuff, that's supposed to cook anything that you've got going on. It'll bring whatever
Where
you're...
Where does one find a hyperbaric oxygen
tank?
We've got one
here in Los Angeles, as you might imagine. I've been in it, as a matter of fact, about 20 years ago. I went in just to experience it. I was in Andy Summer and a famous British actor who I can't remember his name. There were three of them in this sort of semi hospital, and we were in them. You get in them, they're glass, and they lock you in them for 22 minutes, and they fill your body. It's nothing but pure oxygen. Your body, so it helps you supposedly to breathe better. Anything that you have in your body that's sick, it'll help you clear it up. All kinds of things like that. But it was a trip. But this is a way you can. You know, make sure you don't have it if you pursue that, if you feel like it. I think it's I forget what I paid. I think it was $1,000 for an hour. and that included that was back in the days when I had some money, discretionary money to spend on stuff like that. But it was just interesting.
So yeah. The rest of us are just going to keep breathing
yeah, so
normal
we're just
air.
Gonna die.
breathe that air. I'm doing it too. My Pillow has the BOGO sale going on now. A reminder that you can buy anything at MyPillow.com and get the same thing times two free. That's it. Buy one, get one free. The sale goes on now till the middle of April. At MyPillow.com, use the discount code DJV. That's the promo code to use, DJV, for duvet covers, for sheets, for pillows, pillowcases, you name it, your dog's bed. You need a new one of those? Get a couple of them. You got two dogs, Victoria. Go to MyPillow.com. Get one of the beds for your dog the regular price. The second one's free. Use the code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So that's
this movie about.
It's about. Well, go ahead, Chuck. You went to see it. I know it's about from the trailers, but you went to see it. So
yeah, I went to see it
way back.
Way back, Ben Affleck, I brought my wife and daughter Saturday, well, Friday afternoon actually. And I got to tell you, I love this film. It's one of the better redemption stories I've seen in quite some time. And what's interesting is they mix two different, completely different genres into one film. One feels like it was a movie in 1980 called Clean and Sober that Michael Keaton did about an addict who goes into rehab. It felt like that to a point, and then it feels like Hoosiers. So they mix the classic sports stuff with very serious undertone of a raging alcoholic. And it's a very interesting mix. The movie is hard R. He curses a lot. But I got to tell you, this is one of the best films of the year, will be one of the best films of the year, maybe the best performance Ben Affleck's ever given. And I just was completely enveloped into that story from beginning to end. And I would go back and see it again. And I don't say that very often. And it's really good, Doug, to see movies without people wearing superhero capes all the time. And this worked. Yeah. I mean, this is really good. I thoroughly got a lot out of this movie.
You and I take the opposite approach from most of the people talking about entertainment today because everybody wants to talk about the big popcorn movies. You know, that's fine if you want to, but there are plenty of movies around that have great stories to tell. And if you're fortunate, you can find them and enjoy them in your theater. There's nothing I like better, you know that. My recreational time is limited, And I like to go to the movies. I've always enjoyed going to the movies. So when I'm here in California, I'm making my business to do two things. Go to the gym every day and go to the movies as often as I can. And it's very rewarding, frankly. I thought it was interesting that everybody's talking, or a lot of people are talking about Elizabeth Warren showing up on SNL. But apparently Daniel Craig was on SNL as well with kind of a twist. He was the host of the show. What did you think? Did you see him? What did you think?
I did not see it. I got to be honest. Did not see it. But, you know, it's interesting because he was.
Sorry, did you see it by chance?
I haven't recorded. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Chucker.
But he was booked as the host because he was there to promote No Time to Die, the new 007 James Bond film. But then, as we stated last week, MGM delayed the release date from April 10th to November. So that had to be a weird feeling for him. But he did, from what I read, he has told the studio he has cleared his slate in November. He will not actively work on a film in order to promote this Bond film again. Yeah. Listen, he probably was paid $50 million plus for it, so it's not too big a stretch to have him do that. I mean,
I'd like to see him. I saw him in something on the plane that I'd never seen before. It's an early 2000 movie. And he plays a very he's played before he became James Bond. He's played some pretty nefarious characters. I wish I could remember the name of the movie. It's a British flick, and I can't remember the name of it. But he was he played sort of somebody who got pushed around a lot. He didn't play the hero. He played the victim more than anything else. But he could
play likable. Actually, you know, he did a movie that I really like some critics knock it, called The Invasion. It's a remake of The Invasion of the Body Snatchers with Nicole Kidman. She's the lead. He is the supporting male lead in that film. And he's tremendously likable opposite her in that, in that film. So he could do, you know, hardcore Bond type roles, and he could also be likable on screen. So he's going to do a sequel to Knives Out. So that, you know, that was a big hit in theaters.
How'd the box office total thing go this weekend? What did it look like?
Pixar's Onward, number one, $40 million. It's solid, but for Pixar movies, that's a little bit off. The Invisible Man plays second, $15.2 million. Film's done over $50 million in 10 days of release. Pretty good for a movie shot on a budget of just $7 million. The Way Back, $8.5 million. And it's opening frame. Sonic the Hedgehog plays fourth, $8 million. And Call of the Wild ran out the top five. That one did $7 million.
I see they're going to do a prequel for Beauty and the Beast going on Disney Plus.
Yeah. They're going to listen. Disney's resurrecting, pulling everything out of the vault. Everything that's Disney, you're going to see regurgitated in some form or another.
Good. If you're a producer or an actor. For a director, it's good news because more work out of you, man. This city is humming because there's so much production going on every day everywhere.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.